Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So I'm going to mention some hockey here for 1 minute. Give me 1 minute to say this.
Hey, we used to have the Blue Jackets minute. Now we're down to about 3 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you this. Justin Rowan, part of the Chase Down pod with Carter Rodriguez, our buddies over there. He texted me yesterday because something about the Oilers got mentioned. Because we were going back and forth on who we actually are rooting for in this series. I think I actually have to root for the Oilers since the Panthers won it last year. So Doug Plagans already has a ring, right? Yes. And Edmonton kind of reminds me of what I've read. Well, that would be something. What I've read about the about Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is that it is kind of like Cleveland in so many ways. So yeah, fine. Want the Oilers to win. Did you realize, though, this is what Justin texted me. He's from Canada. He lives in Winnipeg, if I'm not mistaken. You know how long the flight is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the Panthers play, to Edmonton, Canada?
Oh, wow. What is it?
It is an 8-hour flight.
Oh.
It is
Holy cow.
And that's direct. Most people, it is a 23-hour travel day.
Okay, yeah, that's insane. For fans,
because
like,
they
can't charter.
Justin texted me this, and then my buddy Nick told me the same thing. It is not one, not two, not three, four connectors.
Oh, my. I'm surprised they could even get that in a day.
To get from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Edmonton. If you win that series, you are the team of the year. I don't care about the Eagles or anybody else. You're the team of the year.
So even though
8-hour flights,
even though they're not traveling like we travel,
you could be to London in less of time from here. Dublin, isn't Dublin 7 hours from Cleveland?
I think London's about 9.
Holy God! To go to Canada?
Yeah, I used to. I don't know if you know this. I used to live in Anchorage, but
he
that
did.
Flight, I used to fly from Anchorage to Minneapolis, and that was like a 6.5-7 hour flight every time.
Okay,
I mean,
the furthest I've ever flown was L.A., so actually Seattle. Seattle was the furthest. I can't imagine, like, people that talk about going all over the world, I can't imagine unless you were truly in first class or you were able to do it private.
I've went from Seoul to Seattle, and that's a horrible, just a horrible time because it is, because you're not in a first class seat.
I can't sit still.
Were you on like a bomber or something?
No, that was actually a chartered commercial airliner.
Okay.
Yeah, that was coming back from when I lived in Korea.
Oh my gosh, 8 hours is.
Yeah, so imagine the fans.
I've done it in a jump seat before, and that's a horrible.
Oh my god!
Or like the parents of the players, they're not flying private.
You're just not going.
Right.
Sorry. I'll watch
you
on
not
TV,
going.
Son.
Your wife is not going.
Well, wait, what if the clincher is on the road? That's the tough one.
Right. Your children are not going, unless you're just telling them stay in Florida.
Is it a 3-3 series for the clincher?
No, you don't know.
Yeah. There's a difference. I'm not flying from Fort Lauderdale to Edmonton or the other way around, an 8-hour flight to see us possibly lose. And then them celebrate.
And a 24-hour travel day.
Not a chance. Exactly. That's a 24-hour travel day because I can't get on the team plane.
You wouldn't even make it home in time for the next game.
Doesn't the team have to charter a plane for the families?
I don't know what their fiscal situation is.
Yeah, I don't know
is.
Either.
I can't go spending their money. It's not the NFL.
If you can't afford to fly families, then you can't afford to. Even the NFL.
When's the last time Cincinnati played in London? Because I know for a fact, at least last time, there were several opportunities to go, and they took care of people to head on over to London for this team up here.
And when
Mike Brown's charting other flights to go to London?
I mean, the Cavs in the finals took care of some season ticket holders. I know that. They can't do everybody. So some of the people have to find by trains, planes, automobiles, find a way out there.
I'm surprised that nut job doesn't make them take a bus up here to Cleveland once a year. I mean, good God. It's unbelievable to me. But that's a long, long flight. So whoever wins that, congratulations to them. They're the team of the year. Somebody just texted me, first class and booze helps with the direct flight to L.A. Oh, there you go. That'd be nice. I don't know why I had to drop my phone in such a way. Here's Andrew Berry. Now, this is him and James Gladstone with our buddy. You know our buddy, Ryan Wilson. He's the draft guy at CBS, and he hosts the With the First Pick podcast. He's with Rand Carthon. He used to be with Rick Spielman. Now, Rick Spielman works for the Jets. But he's with Rand Carthon, and they got Andrew Berry and James Gladstone on at the same time on their podcast. And this is what Andrew Berry said about how great Travis Hunter is, but they had to make the trade. And some of you guys are going to roll your eyes at the term he uses for this. Hit it.
I remember telling James, I was like, you know, we're in a position where we're probably either going to take a quarterback or we'll take the best player in the draft. For us to move off of the pick, it's got to be something significant that really helps our organization over the long run. You know, look, Travis is a really good player. I would be shocked if he's not a really good player for a long time in Jacksonville. But for us, where our team's life cycle was, you know, we felt like that was a real meaningful opportunity for us to get another very good player, but, you know, really kind of replenish the resources that we have to build the team over this year next.
Kenny, what do you think that means? Our life cycle? What does that mean when Andrew Berry...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm feeling a lot like Abe Vigoda right now. What does Berry mean by this when he uses the term time horizon?
You know, really entering the off season, coming off of a disappointing year and having uncertainty around the quarterback position, as well as a core group of players that were, you know, really approaching the end of their career. You know, we knew we were due for a little bit of a strategic pivot. That could mean a variety of ways when you're sitting with the number two pick. Probably the most direct path is take a young quarterback, you know, hit on him, and it's the most important position in sports. You know, one of the alternative paths is you take a non-quarterback, this position potentially the best player in the draft with Travis, and someone that the league hasn't really seen before in terms of a two-way player. And then the third avenue, which you've seen teams really like Philadelphia and Detroit maybe walk this route, where you're able to take a very good player, but significantly increase the amount of resources that you have to build the team over a multi-year time horizon.
We got time horizon, we have life cycle, we have thought partners. I mean, these are
all the buzzwords. Yeah.
We got all the words here, man. The New England Journal of Medicine, it's all there for you. I do have to say, they had this in the works for a long time. You got to give credit to both organizations. One, because I don't think that many people had James Gladstone like in their Rolodex. They don't know him very well to make a big move with him. But also, if they're making moves with the Browns, you got to tell yourself that they're in lockstep no matter what you think. So they're all on board with whatever decision they make. Because I'll tell you this. If Lima was the general manager of the Browns, and I was Lima's assistant general manager, and Lima walked into the room and said, guys, we're going to trade this pick. Gladstone over in Jacksonville wants Travis Hunter. We're going to trade this pick. We're going to get ourselves another first round. And I was dead set on Travis Hunter as the assistant GM.
It'll be a fight.
I leak it because then I know that my owner is going to read that and that their owner is going to read that. Owners pay attention to everything everybody in the media says. No matter what they say, they do.
Well, he talked about the process of all of that, both bringing in Kevin at one point and then also ownership. So I thought that was a really interesting kind of the nuance to that. And of course, the more people you tell, then you start to worry. So there's only so many people in the trust zone.
Because I think that a lot of people, like when we talk about the draft and the lead up from weeks up until when it actually happens, the pick, you start to get comfortable or you start to liken yourself to the idea of the person taken. So there were definitely people in Cleveland, like they were upset when the trade first got consummated because you got used to the thought and the idea and the excitement of having Travis Hunter on your football team. And so if you wanted Travis Hunter that bad and you wanted to spike this deal, yeah, you want to see whether or not the owner gets really excited about the possibilities of Travis Hunter playing for their football team. Whether or not that you're willing to, on the other side, give up that much for one guy. Now, you got a bunch of other players that can help out down there in Jacksonville. They should be there. I mean, there's no excuse now for Travis or for Trevor Lawrence. But I think that there's at least something that shows you that for better or for worse, and at times it's been for worse, they're lockstep once they make a decision that there's trust. You and I were bickering at 7:20 about the amount of trust that we had because I thought if you can't trust these guys, how on earth can you tell me that you'd be excited about Shedeur Sanders being the week one starter instead of nervous about his future? But if they made that decision, they are all on board with that.
It sounded like it to me. One other note for those that aren't going to listen to the podcast. He says, eclectic music. We're talking about Andrew Berry. He has started to add some country music to his catalog. Yeah. Music Soul Child was his favorite. He was also told his first bit of advice when he got the job. It was Dee Podesta that told him this. He said, hey, when you are involved in your everyday activities, the most important conversation anybody has of their day will be talking to you. So you have to keep that in mind. And I thought about that when Ken Carman walks into a room and starts talking to people, that is the most important conversation those people will have throughout their day. So you've got to cherish that. And I wonder if that brings you undue pressure, knowing that when you walk about town and you start talking to people, they go, man, Ken Carman's talking to me. This is the most important conversation I'm going to have today.
Why do you put it to me? Why can't you put it to yourself?
Tim, you need to start thinking about
You're way more man about people than I am.
That's true.
In this town. So do you understand pressure that comes with that?
I did meet a very nice teacher.
Great responsibility here.
I did meet a very nice teacher named Mitch yesterday when we went to lunch with Tony from Extend Technologies.
Did you guarantee his class anything?
Or? No, I did not. Oh. It was their last day. They were at lunch. And they were at the Mexican restaurant that we frequent with Tony and Cookie Pie. And he said, he's like, I wanted to make sure because there are a lot of guys who look like you. And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of fat, white, blonde guys in Cleveland, including some guy who goes to the casino and says
apparently,
he's me trying to get free drinks and free chips. Sorry.
So when you go to that awards
Poker
ceremony
chips,
tonight.
Not tortilla chips.
So true. So tonight, when you were at that awards ceremony with Andy Baskin.
Yes.
And you start talking to people, which one will that be the most important conversation they have?
God, I hate you. I'm not answering that question.
Put a poll question.
It's good. Well, no, I'm answering it.
Before you want to rip someone, make sure you know what you're listening to.
It's Baskin. Baskin, he's the venerable Andy Baskin. It's Baskin. In that setting, I'm going to be with a bunch of Big J journalists, and I think they look at me like Chris Farley in that Rudy Giuliani sketch from Saturday Night Live. I think it's going to be Baskin instead of me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.